Welcome to the regular episodes of Darker Tides, the Carrion Crown actual play podcast. I hope you all enjoy, and I'll see you on the other side.
Okay, so the three of you are staying at the Unfurled Scroll, attempting a B&E, and
Hesif
is on his way back to the manor house.
Yes.
Okay. We will leave Hesif where he's at.
We're going to book on this one. We're going to verify that our acquisitions manager
does
this problem.
It's a businessman?
Yeah.
Not an
acquisition. I specialize in acquisitions.
Right.
It would be the incorrect term to call me an acquisitions manager.
Yeah.
Well, if you successfully do this, I'm going to promote you to our acquisitions manager.
Okay. I like that.
Okay. There we are.
I'd like to check to see, is it just one door on the front?
There is one door on the front, and it looks like there might be like a back door.
Back door. I'd like to inspect that back door.
Okay, so you inspect the back
entrance.
So yeah. you go around to the back side of the building and find the door.
Okay.
So you go around to the back door, and you check the lock, and it is, do you have a profession?
Nope.
Give me an appraise check.
Okay. That's a 16.
16. You, from the look of it, it's well maintained, and you figure it's probably a good lock.
While he's sneaking around the building, I would like to look for any random pedestrians that happen to be walking by.
Down the street?
Yeah.
No. You don't really see any. You see more, like, down towards the circle. This area is either, like, it's mostly residents and the school, and that's all that you see down here.
I rolled an 8 to look for a key.
You do not find me. Good try, though.
Actually, a good idea, though. I would like, before I just go whole hog into this door, I'd like to look around the door frame or somewhere, like look for a fake rock or something where I can find a key.
Okay, give me a perception.
How little do you think that?
That's going to be.
Is the left halfway there?
12?
Okay. You don't find anything
okay.
That stands out like, that it would be that.
Okay. In that case, I'm going to try to open the door with my
okay. Disable device.
8, 9. 9.
All over.
I'll have to try this roll again. That's not high enough.
Unless you.
There has. Yeah, you try and there's backwards.
Oh, okay. So then I'll walk around to the front door.
Okay.
Inspect the lock there.
Okay.
Let me roll.
Give me another episode.
Okay, that's a 18.
This is probably, it seems pretty simple.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, that's 14. Okay. In that case, I'm going to look around for a small rock.
Fun.
Okay.
Oh, here's
you're
that.
On the street. Okay. Okay.
So,
is there a window in the back room, in the back area somewhere?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, with curtains.
Well, it's a good thing I found the spare key, and then I just huck the rock through the window.
And you hear a woman screaming.
Oh, man. I hide.
Is stealth?
That's a +8.
Okay, go ahead and give me a stealth roll. I'm going to try to hide.
Oh, yeah. What is that? 24?
24. Okay. You huck the rock at the window. Now you guys all hear glass shatter. And then you hear a woman scream.
Worse.
And you're standing in front of this place.
I shout, "Woman, come outside!"
"Are you in need of assistance? May we enter?"
"You?"
Probably
the field behind.
Okay.
You just disappear in the field. In the wheat field, you're just gone. Like, there's... You're... I mean, you're just inside of it, so you can hide, but you're... You know, you're like...
I mean, it's a wheat field. It's twice as high.
Yeah. That's why it's easy for him to hide in it.
Mm-hmm. I mean, even a cotton field would probably be twice as high.
The back door opens. Mm-hmm. And you see a woman. Because you can see her, because it's backlit.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't appear to be in, like... She just seems to be in, like, normal clothes. You see her... As she opens the door, you see her hand is, like, there's something burning in it. I mean, it only took a couple of seconds. Like, you disappear, she opens the door, and you see her standing there, like, you didn't hear, after the scream. It wasn't like a, it was just like a startle, because, you know, a rock just flew through her window. But you can see inside of there, and... It looks like it's a living area on the back side of the... And you guys are out in the front. She goes, "No, I've got this."
Oh, boy. I'm not moving.
Do you mind if we watch?
This is all coming from the back side of the house. So if you're going to go around...
Let's walk.
You'd have to go around to... She's not paying attention to what you're seeing.
I would have moved her.
Okay.
I will not draw
a
weapon, though.
You see a woman... in her... Like, you'd say probably late 30s-ish, early 40s, with something like fire, like cold fire burning in her hand. And she closes it and starts, you see her start doing something with her hand. You immediately recognize it. She's starting to cast something. Do you have spellcraft?
No.
Okay, cool.
I'm not a magic user.
So, she starts doing something. If you want to see what she's trying to cast,
yeah,
you may.
I'll do that. What do I do roll for that?
Spellcraft, if you have it.
I do.
From what you can tell, it is a dark night. So, it seems to be either she is casting glitter dust.
Which was...
Basically, if something's hidden, it sticks to it and makes it visible to everyone.
Mm. Okay. And also potentially blinds you.
And potentially blinds you.
So
I'm going to look at you really quickly and say hi. Badly.
Well, that that I wouldn't know this as a character.
You have no idea what's happening.
So never mind.
But you do see her doing something, and her hand starts to, as she's moving it around.
So,
like it's like you see like traces of something glow in the air as she's doing it.
I'm right here behind this house.
Yeah, you're back.
Okay, I would like to run as fast as my tiny legs will carry me up to the bridge.
The bridge?
Yeah, and like hopefully stealthily that she doesn't see me, like to the bridge. Can I do that? Or at least somewhere where I can jump out onto the road and make it seem like I was not. Weirdly hiding behind her house.
So your base speed is 12, right?
My base speed is 12, yes.
Okay. If you run, you can't hide.
Okay.
But you can run.
Fair enough.
What that'll do is that will give you 80 feet. If you can run.
Sounds good.
Which will put you about right here.
Okay, that's about where I need to be.
That's anyway. About as close as you can get in one round.
That's fine. Hopefully,
because that's your whole move is just running.
Do I see them at this point?
Yes.
Okay.
And you heard him say,
"Hide,
hide, poorly if need be."
Yeah. So, and then do I see him disappear, or I don't know? We haven't. Okay, well, I'm going to run either way, but I was going to wait until he hit to run, but...
He does not appear to be. He just kind of standing there watching.
Yeah. So when she starts to cast that, I feel like my character wouldn't trust magic that much, so he's just going to play it.
Okay. And then I'm going to go, woman, cease this foolishness. There's no need. The brigand is gone.
Once you see this, you're basically, you run, and then you run into this woods. Do you, like, run into the woods, at which point it would be hard for anybody to even do anything? And I don't even know if the ranger has. It's probably.
Litter dust is, I think, medium to 100.
100 feet, yeah, so she could still hit you with it if she wanted to.
Okay.
I will also yell, stop, vagrant child!
I don't need two of you. Really don't need two of you.
We're saving.
You're not saving. You're trying to. For a change.
Actually, calling you a child would make it look like it was somebody else.
Fair enough.
So, but you run and you like disappear and she just kind of drops it at that point. And then she starts casting something else. And it takes almost no time. And the pane of glass just like.
Oh.
Damn it. I had a good roll to see what that was.
Six men. Because
you said something casting something else and that sounded like a whole person or something worse.
Well, technically she could do that.
Yeah.
She could also catch fireball or.
Did she see me run away?
She saw you run, okay. But she doesn't know who it was. Because it's dark. Yeah. And she's a human.
Okay, fair enough.
So,
well, as I wear
like a little kid.
Well, because like my coat is like blue, so it's fairly like ostentatious. So if she saw that, then I couldn't just come out on the street and be like, hey, what are you guys doing?
I was going to offer her to pay to have that fixed for you, but you seem to have it well under control.
Yes.
Since you're up, maybe look at your scrolls.
Or at least inquire what time you open in the morning.
Morning is too late. We're here now. She's awake.
Yes, but she's just been through a trying experience.
All the more reason she would require company.
No, actually, I don't require company.
Then maybe look at your scrolls and dispense with all the formalities of pretending we like each other.
You can come back tomorrow.
Tomorrow may be too late. The city is in danger.
I mean, the city's always in danger.
Yes, worse than before.
I mean, the acquisition of coin may help soothe this troublesome whatever.
You do owe us. We frightened the brigand child away.
Right.
We saw the entire thing from the road.
For all she knows, it was just some punk kid throwing rocks through random windows.
And we frightened him away.
It is. Very intimidating movie.
It could have also been a pirate.
Especially the
pirate? One of those inland pirates.
One of those inland pirates.
I mean, I do see a sea of wheat.
Yeah.
What kind of book about these inland pirates?
They're the ones going around burning crops.
Yes. You've never been kill hauled until you've been kill hauled on land.
Would a knowledge check for, like, Arcana or something show me anything about what type of magic she does and maybe give you...
With Spellcraft, you knew.
Or
she's
like,
a wizard.
I'm looking for some reason to talk to her, maybe on a...
On an academic level?
Yeah.
She did... Most of the things that you saw her do would not be odd for a experienced wizard. Or sorcerer. Exactly what? It's hard to say. I don't believe glitter dust is on your spell list. But it could be. I don't remember. It's a witch thing, and I don't really remember the witch's spell
list. I don't think glitter dust is.
I do not believe it is.
So, it's not one that's on your list. Like, you know that you can't learn it. So, it would have to be one of the other arcane casters, such as a wizard or a sorcerer.
So, I'll try talking to her again. Forgive me, woman. I am not very skilled in...
Speech?
Yes, conversation. I spent most of my time in the woods studying magic. So, forgive me if my words are plainer than you would require. We are on a very important mission, and you may have knowledge that we require.
Okay. What are you looking for?
We are investigating the hauntings at Harrowstone. I believe the city is in great danger.
The hauntings?
Indeed.
Well, let's see. Are you sure that there are hauntings?
I am very sure. I believe it is under a very dark power. We have been researching for 8 days, and I have found we have seen spirit children speaking a strange line that no one understands, that references five ancient dead spirits known to have died in Harrowstone.
The priest also got very, very nervous when we asked him.
Well, as far as there is only a little bit of stuff that I have on Harrowstone, and I don't allow just anyone access to my library. If you would like, you may pay per day if you want to do research.
Very reasonable. What is your fee?
10 gold.
10 gold. You might look at me.
How much material do you have on this?
Some.
10 gold is a substantial amount for an unknown quantity of information.
That's one of the libraries. Not everybody has one.
May we at least see the library to see if it is, I don't want to say worth 10 gold, but at least to make sure that it's not, you know, a couple of scrolls on a book on basket weed.
Specifically asked by Harris, so yeah. So it would be about Harris, so that's, I've done history and stuff on Harris for a while now. So, there's probably 15 books.
Can you say 10 gold a day?
You may build the professor's estate. We are in his employ, his daughter's employ.
I don't work that way. You can pay me directly every day you want to.
We will talk.
Okay.
I'm sorry, with all the trouble, we didn't actually get your name.
No, you didn't.
I am Ventress Edrin, first son of the Earl
Alan Drew.
Alan Drew?
If you must refer to me, refer to me as 16.
Okay. Because I'm not overly familiar with customs in your town, is there some kind of report we need to fill with the sheriff about this incident?
No.
I mean, a potential crime took place.
Right, but it was stopped.
Okay. As long as you're okay with it.
My window. At which point she's like, so either I'll see you or I won't see you tomorrow.
I have 10 gold. I do not have to pay the women and allow me to look at her library.
I'm not sure if she was offering the viewing of the library for not.
You said 10 gold. Okay, this is a day, yes.
It's actually the night.
Actually, it's night.
A day is a night is a half of a day. Please, it is very important. And we have little time.
Well, see, I am going to go to sleep.
I will read quietly.
Not in my home.
I will stand outside if you hand me the books.
Come back tomorrow.
We have no time for tomorrow. We go to Harrowstone tomorrow.
You go to Harrowstone without the knowledge that my book has. I'm sorry, but that's
and
the way
our deaths and the deaths of people in this town may be on your head. Have you no compassion?
Yes. But I don't know who you are.
You are 16. Is it required? It means you have power.
Only if you believe certain people.
I don't know. I see you've heard the rhyme. Then you know how dangerous our situation is.
The situation is always dangerous.
But it need not always be.
As I said, you can come back tomorrow.
We have no time for tomorrow.
Well, then I guess you don't get to see it.
You do not take the gold.
I don't need it.
No. What do you need?
You cannot provide me with what I need.
We may provide many things. I provided a dwarf and a feral.
You're the one.
Oh, yes. Boy.
Yeah, definitely tomorrow. Good night.
Congratulations, you've become infamous.
And she goes inside and closes the door, and you hear the watch click.
I stand outside her window.
Good thing those are really tiny curtains that she can't see. So do you come strolling back up?
No! No, screw these guys.
Okay.
I'm going home.
Okay.
You're going to take a long way home since you probably don't want to go by that house.
I'll just go back that way.
Okay.
I clearly need a long walk to clear my head and just collect my thoughts and think about life.
Okay. Hasif, as you are walking back to the house, you're down here on the southern edge of, you know, before you get to the house. There's a few houses before, and then there's like a break. And in between them, there's like little alleyways and stuff. And you see somebody like, kind of like leaning up against the wall, like, and you can hear them like, like they've had way too much to drink in the alley.
I'm going to make a perception check.
Okay, go ahead. It just looks like a really drunk guy in the alley. And he definitely looks like he's not doing well.
Sir, are you okay?
He's like huddled there, like.
You said it's sundown?
It's evening.
So,
now, yeah.
Okay, so, low light conditions?
It's pretty dark. Once the sun's down, it's dark. This is a small town. There's not, like, tons of light all over.
Cast light.
Okay. They're down, just down in the thing, and, they're there. They're huddled, like, you know, like you can see them kind of like shaking a little bit.
Now that the lighting situation is a little bit better, I'm going to make another perception check.
Okay. The smell of rotting meat hits your nose.
Okay.
Roll initiative.
How far away from us is he?
A long, long way.
Yeah. You guys are up here, and he's way down. So, what did you get?
14.
16? Stands up and lurches towards you. Well, doesn't really look too much charges, but we'll let that one just go.
Fast moving zombies.
Yeah.
Now it's
all zombies. Have a big speed of 30. Does 14 hit you?
What you need, hit my flat for the base.
Hooray! Damage! 9 points of damage. As this thing, like, just runs at you, just like, boom, across the face.
Okay.
And that's when the stench of this thing just really just lays in.
I'm at 1.
You're at 1. You got 1 hit point. Come on, you're good.
Fight.
You're still up.
Uh-huh. Or run.
I can't.
Hit. That was a surprise round. Now the regular initiative roll goes in. But you're not flat-footed anymore. No, technically.
Yeah,
you
I'm flat-footed. Yeah, I'm dead. I really am.
Oh, no, no, you're not. No, because it only got a 10. It's not charging, so it can't do anything else. So, but yeah, it that's what it does. What are you going to do?
I am going
to... And this thing is
just you can get ready in action to cast a spell, right? Wait, no. Trying to think. I can't outrun it, so if it's got a 30-foot movement, I can't outrun it.
Which is the
20.
In armor.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a 5-foot step back and shoot it.
Or no, I'm 5-foot step back. I didn't make myself.
Okay.
So now I've got 4 points. Now I have 5 points.
Okay.
And yes, to answer your question, you can ready an action to cast a spell as long as casting a spell is a standard, a move, or swift.
Well,
you can't ready the
what I was thinking.
No, anyway. It never provokes an attack opportunity to step in.
Okay.
Unless you're stepping out of a threat.
Yeah, I would go 5 foot step back and then ready an action against your light as it came in at me. What I was thinking at. And then hit it with a cure light. Because positive energy versus zombies. But it was a lousy roll anyway, so I'm glad I didn't do that. Because it wouldn't have been enough to drop it.
Shambalifor. That did a mighty 8.
No.
I didn't think so.
Okay, I will 5 foot step back again. And this time I'll shoot it. Was it 15 hit?
Yes.
6 points of damage.
Okay. It's like, drives in, and it just, like, just got this arrow sticking out of his chest.
Oh, man. My favorite arrows.
Shambles forward again. Continues with its 9 to hit.
I'm good with this. So, I'll step back again and reach for that quiver of arrows and see what I can do. And probably nothing, because there's a 12.
And I'll hit.
Ooh. Wait, no.
So we see. So, yeah.
11, I'm sorry. Not 12.
Oh, that does not work now. Pew! And it buries itself into the board of the building behind.
I'm playing with fletching.
And at which point you hear, so you're, like, right here.
Mm-hmm.
You're only maybe 100 feet from the circle.
Yeah.
When this all starts happening.
I haven't made any noise, by the way.
No, you really haven't.
No. I might have cried out, ow, on the first.
And that's it. Yeah. But you can hear people behind you, and, like, you can hear what sounds like somebody coming, like a couple of people coming towards you.
Yeah.
But that's it. Then steps forward again. Does a 14 hit you?
Not anymore. Now I'm not flat.
Okay.
Ooh, that's, I don't like the look of that. You probably just cribbed me.
That's a 20 to hit you.
Oh, 20 will hit me. Yeah. I'm
down. Yep. And the world just goes black. Remember, you heard somebody from behind.
If only you could have better be.
You know what? I don't think that would have helped him out, because we'd still be in the Skull Boys.
Yes, but we'd be alive here.
No, you guys would probably all have been destroyed by what was probably at least a 7th level wizard.
Also a possibility.
We won't go into that.
And I am a pretty good thief. I got away. That's the difference.
Because I helped you.
No, I got away on my own, thank you.
No, I'm pretty sure some vagrant child got away.
Indeed.
But I didn't get caught.
Okay.
So, as you're laying there, you get the, that bitter kind of burn from something being poured down your throat, and you wake up to Jorpa standing over you.
Whoa. How did you get here?
I heard the bell.
Much appreciated.
And she kind of sits you up at this point, and you see the thing. Looks like it was a person at one point. And it looks like its midsection has been literally hammered in half. So there's two distinct parts now. She's like, so, yeah, I heard it, and I saw you fall, and I took care of the rest.
Like I said, much appreciated. The way my throat feels, that must have been a healing potion you used on me.
Yeah.
We're expecting some inheritance from the professor. When I get it, I'll make sure to reimburse you for the use of that potion. I much appreciate that.
No problem. Yeah, hopefully this all gets... I'm hoping that this isn't a regular occurrence now. This is...
Have you been having a zombie problem at night here?
No. No, which is the strange thing. We've not had any problems like this before.
I think it's kind of weird, too, because, I mean... You know a thing or two about zombies.
Yeah.
You know a thing about zombies.
Yeah,
and we're kind of far from anywhere that you would think that a zombie would be. If we were up closer to the Temple of Phrasma, maybe something might have wandered down from the cemetery or something. But I want to take a look at the zombie and see if I can find any clues about it.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yes. 9 perception. Roll the 2.
Yeah, there is... Nothing. I mean, it just looks like a mostly rotting zombie.
Okay. So the rot is like very old, like maybe it came up from the prison?
Because
the prison's just south of here.
It is south of here. I mean, anything's possible, or it could be, I mean, you do have a graveyard to the north of town.
Yeah, how would it get all the way down here without That's the weird thing.
Stranger things have happened. I mean, where did you see it?
Well, you know what? I'm still kind of feeling a little bit under the weather here. I saw it down here at the end of this alley. I thought it was somebody sick, maybe another drunk, like my associates that I've fallen in with.
Okay.
And I went to explore it, and that's when it attacked me. Just give me a second. Let me see if I can do a little bit about healing myself up a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. And Hesip is back at 4 hit points.
She goes down with you to, like, and it just looks like it was sitting there, like, huddled in the corner.
Mm-hmm. And I tell her that.
You can see where, like you can see, like, there's little bits of, like, rotted flesh and stuff, kind of where it had been. Like, it may have been there for a little bit. Not a long time, but, like, maybe, like...
May I roll a survival?
Minutes. Sure. The tracks kind of meander, like, up north.
Okay.
I mean, if you want to follow them, you can.
No.
Like, I'm good.
I'm good.
Okay. She's like, well, if I were you, I would probably go get some sleep.
That sounds like an excellent idea.
Now I need to start trying to convince the sheriff that we need to do something. At which point, she grabs the arm of one side and one of the legs and starts dragging it towards the center of town. And about this time, you guys are done. You're way up here.
It was, yeah.
Yes, and you're kind of coming this way, yeah. So... You will bypass all of this.
Yes.
How are you guys heading back? Or where are you heading?
I was actually going to stand in front of the window and wait for warning.
Oh, okay.
I'm not waiting that long.
But if he goes, yeah, I'll go with him.
I will head through the circle because I am not aware of his issues going through the circle.
That is true. That is true. So he, after maybe what?
I will give it... A few minutes.
I was going to say, like, 5 minutes, and then you're done?
Yeah.
Okay.
Long enough to know that our, I guess he gets demoted now. He's now mailroom clerk.
I don't remember involving you in the structuring of my business.
I'm a noble. Of course I'm involved.
No, I don't believe so.
I'm pretty sure.
I grew up in the streets. I do not have to respect your authority.
I'm pretty sure it's in a book.
I heard it on my podcast.
There you go.
Once I am positive he's not coming back, I will circle back around the town.
Okay. So after about 10 minutes, he's just like, he doesn't really say anything. He just wanders off.
Yeah.
I will not wait.
I would like to sleep.
And I'll follow him, grumble, and that he slipped on the ground.
And he starts heading towards the circle.
And you've made me aware that I might have been sleeping on the ground. I could have brought my bedroll and my tent.
It was fair. I did not know he would be sleeping on the ground. I could not have been prepared.
I'm not taking ownership of this one. You guys could have left.
You're not even there, so
you don't have to take ownership.
So you guys get into the center of town. You see... Jorpa walking, and she's got her hammer, like, strapped on her back. And you see a hand that's all, like the ends of it are all gone. I mean, because it's kind of lit here. But the ends of the fingers are just, like, bone, almost like claws. And then you see a half-rotted boot. And it looks like she's dragging a body through the center.
Oh, and then
heading right towards the sheriff's office. Doesn't even pay attention to you.
Don't forget the, like, deteriorated skin and nastiness all over the hammer.
Oh, well, that's on her back. They haven't seen that yet.
Do you need assistance?
Do I immediately recognize the zombie? I mean, with my background and such.
Do you have knowledge of religion at all?
Avocado, local, nature, and plains.
With what you are, it's a dead body. Mm-hmm. It's not moving. You're not sure what it is. It just looks like it's a dead body.
And extremely decayed.
Yeah. And she just kind of looks at you. No. And then walks in. She doesn't even pay attention to you. Like, you can tell she's got a lot of shit on her mind. She walks in, and she doesn't even knock on the door. She just kicks the door in of the sheriff's office, and you see, at this point, you then see she has it in two pieces, and she throws both the pieces into his office.
I would have opened that for you.
She just turns, and you're just like, oh, she's not look like she's pleased about things.
It looks to kill.
The last time I buy a drink, broken.
And then she's like, you need to take care of this.
Can we approach the sheriff's office?
Yes. Huh?
Can we approach the sheriff's office to... I'm very curious about his dead body.
I think it's a great idea.
You can.
I'd like to.
You're like standing in the door. She's inside the building now.
And I have no interest in her. I'm fascinated by her. I'm wanting to learn everything I can about that body.
Okay. It's like, well, this just attacked one of the people in town, and you need to take care of this. Get people out on the streets with torches. You know, like, she's trying to get, like, almost like a city guard started. And he's just like, you can tell he's, like, half aware of what the hell's going on. He's like, she just, like, barged in and starts yelling at him. With what she said, the closest thing you would assume is it's probably a zombie. But if it attacks somebody, like, you can see where it doesn't look like it's actually... There's no blood. I mean, there's the grossness that is the decaying body, but
the blood sludge.
Yeah, but you don't see, like, blood anywhere. Because it was a slam attack.
Yeah, just out of curiosity, do they see my arrow sticking out of his shoulder?
Well, you see a broken arrow shaft sticking out of it.
Yeah, you're down all three of those arrows.
Oh, yeah, it's night. I wasn't even going to ask.
I say, I tried to warn you.
Who do you say that to?
I just say it out loud as I'm to them, as they're arguing and I'm looking at the dead body. The zombie body.
Jorpa just turns.
That does look like grave danger.
Seize the GM is released under a Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Share-alike 4.0 International License. All copyrighted material referenced herein is held by their respective owners. No infringement intended, and no claim of ownership is implied. The music for the show is Dark Times by Kevin MacLeod. You can find his work at incompetech.com, and it is released under a Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0 license.